And welcome to the Friday edition. In the studio, I have some the key organizers of the symposium. It was a Hoopa Tribal Natural Resources Symposium that happened last month. And it was a great event. I'm sorry I missed a lot of it, but I heard a lot about it, and I've great reviews by it. And I got three people in the studio. I got Don Blake, who is one of the key organizers, Natural Resources. Linnea Jackson, Kadusha Colgrove. All three people have had an important part in the development of this. And now we're going to talk about, well, how did it come about? Why was this important? Here's a way to look at it. What do you think would have been the worst possible outcome if you never had the symposium, you didn't even offer it? What would be the worst possible thing that could happen for our community and our environment?
I personally, so if we didn't have this event, you're saying, I think the worst thing that could happen was that we would go on the same path of not acknowledging what our Hoopa values and our cultural values and environmental values are, and not working together and knowing what each other is doing, so that we're that much stronger. So I think maybe continuing on the path of lack of communication, I think, would be a hindrance.
Anybody else have another comment about that? What would be the worst possible thing if this never happened?
I don't want to think in terms of worst case scenarios, more the purpose of the Natural Resources Symposium was to sort of move us ahead as a people and get back to a baseline value system that, to me, in my work, feels like it's lacking across the board from department to department. Every department is kind of operating on their own, and we're all just going on a different trajectory. That's what it feels like to me. And so I guess the worst thing, like Linnea said, that could happen is we would all continue going in those, you know, broad directions, but the symposium was designed to bring us back together.
Another comment?
I'd have to agree with Dawn. I think that the intention of the symposium was to kind of bring to light all of the efforts that the different departments are making and kind of highlight the successes that we're having and the successes that we as the membership tribal people have working within the natural resources for the tribe and for other organizations. And I think that our intention really was to look at our value system and highlight that value system, not only in how we're using it, but how we can rely on that value system to manage our forests effectively and to manage our natural resources effectively.
Well, that's a nice comment because it just transitions to my next question. What is the best possible outcome that you can think of that will come out of the fact that you had the symposium? What's the best possible outcomes?
I think the networking was really good between the departments. I feel like I've gotten to know the other departments, you know, better than I had before we started, you know, meeting every week and talking, you know, regularly about how the symposium should go and what our vision was for it. It was just really exciting, you know, having an idea and all discussing it in the beginning and watching it come to life as we continued meeting and talking about it. Before I forget, I really want to say that the symposium was a collaborative effort from all of the natural resources departments, and that a tremendous effort went into carrying it out. And we're here talking about it because we're available, but there were other people on this team who we really relied on to make it happen.
Yeah, I think that one of the best outcomes that I see happening with the event is that our departments came together and our managers came together for a common goal. We had so much support from our forestry director, Jeff Lindsay, and we were so much supported by Rod Mendez, the fire chief. They really made it possible for us to identify the strengths that we have working in the community and to be able to bring them to the forefront. I think that we were able to, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that we were able to highlight our own people and highlight the successes that we have within our own community. And we were able to say, you know, look at what we can do. And look at what we can do when we come together and kind of move forward with a plan on how we can accomplish the goal of managing our forests and managing our natural resources in a way that reflects our values and who we are as a people. I think that that was what I can walk away from the symposium being very proud of.
And I also think that people don't realize the amount of natural resource departments we have here. We were just talking about some of the departments that have participated. And obviously you have your forestry, you have your fire and Office of Emergency Services, Tribal Environmental Protection, you have Public Utilities, HFI, you have your TIPO officers, you have the Fisheries Department. And then within those sects, there are multiple employees that are working day in and day out to help promote those values. So within those components, you have a lot of strong employees, many of which are Hoopa Tribal members, and I think that it showed the strength of the basis of employees and staff that we do have here in the various expertise.
I think it went really well. I think the community really appreciated it. I think it opened up a lot of eyes because, yeah, we don't know what's going on in these silos. But we can kind of see things as they happen, but to get everybody together and explain why you're doing it, you know, that's totally different. Now the people can have an appreciation for the land around them and who's tending that land and why are they doing it that way.
I'm really proud of that, just the fact that the community is more informed after we had the symposium. They feel like they know the departments a little better, just like I feel like I know the departments a little better.
Yeah, I feel that too. So you got into the natural resources group meetings that you have once a month?
They're monthly. They're the second Tuesday of every month.
And this is one of the topics, and this came out of one session or several sessions?
The idea came about in one session. You know, we proposed that we'd like to see a natural resources symposium happen, and everyone at that meeting said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And because it did, we started having more conversations about it until we really said, let's go ahead and do this. And so we formed a natural resources symposium committee that the three of us were involved in. I have a really hard time naming people off because I'm afraid of leaving people out, but Justin Alvarez from Fisheries, Debbie McConnell from TANF,
Pamela Matz
was from Forestry and now at Planning,
Sarah Carpenter,
Rod Mendez,
Duke
Branham,
yeah.
Alicia Flores.
There was a whole group of people, and then it was a large commitment of your time. I mean, you're kind of doing this in within your work tasks, and I think because we valued what this was trying to achieve, it made it worthwhile and, you know, took our time apart. I think one thing that was apparent is when we were having these meetings trying to find a theme,
mm-hmm.
and we would all brainstorm on what's the theme of this? What are we trying to do? And there was a lot of ideas that came out of that that I thought were beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But then the theme we came up with was honoring culture and tradition through modern practices. And that really stuck with us because that's a component of something that each one of us is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we instill those values into the current workload and how we're moving forward in 2020.
So how long did it actually take you? I mean, it wasn't like one meeting you did it and then the next month you had the symposium, or was it?
I believe it was 4 months. We started having meetings in November.
You had some outside people come in, too. People talked about other issues. It wasn't just all local.
We invited some people from outside the area, from other tribes, as we thought that their topics might inspire our people to want to accomplish the same types of things, or just, you know, to broaden the topics a little more and really keep the interest of the audience.
What we really intended to do, and I think we did well in that, was to highlight our own people and what we were doing. However, I think there were a couple of issues that we felt like there were experts out in the Native community that could assist us in growing in those areas, and so we did bring somebody in from Washington.
Mm-hmm. Melody Nguyen came from Washington, and she did her PhD dissertation on intellectual property for her tribe in Spokane, and the way that she did it was really culturally based, and she really spoke to her tribal elder community and to find words in their language that related to what she was looking for in her dissertation. So that was kind of inspiring, and I thought that it was the kind of forward thinking that is just an example of something that we could look at and realize that we can really tailor things to our own culture, we can tailor things to our own need and interest, and personalize any endeavor that we take on like that, personalize it to ourselves and make it work for us and our community.
This all sounds really great. Yeah, I like this content. Is there a direction that you like to go to now, or do you want to?
We have other ideas about kind of the same mission in bringing us to back to a baseline value system. When I talk about agents or people who work for other agencies, whether you work for the U.S. Forest Service or Fish and Wildlife Service, you know, these other agencies, whether they're state or government agencies, if someone works there, they know who they're working for by their values and mission statements, and, you know, they kind of take on that value system as their employees of those organizations.
Well, I think a lot of times when we are hiring for these positions, most of them are kind of in the specialized field, because a lot of our regular jobs, you know, should be filled by tribal members. But I think that we should instill those values and say, this is where you're coming from, because yes, you are hired by this specific department, but ultimately you're representing the tribe as a whole. When you're going out on these national meetings, mm-hmm. or when you're speaking, or when you're submitting some type of response to federal, state, or local agencies, you are putting yourself out there as a Hoopa tribal employee. And so I think that's really important to understand the gravity and the weight of that and what that really means.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we talked about what this symposium hoped to accomplish, and originally we were supposed to have a 2-day event. And we had a scheduling conflict where we had to pare down the agenda. And that caused a lot of things to be shuffled and to look at to redraft the agenda. But there was supposed to be a tour of the water treatment plant. And I think as a whole, people turn on their tap water or they're take a shower, do the laundry, and they're not really seeing the process of where that water's coming from. So we thought that would be a really interesting tour. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But out of this, I was approached by a school teacher who would like to have their fifth grade classes come and do a tour of the treatment plant, because they're doing an educational component. Where does your water come from? You know, as a whole. And I think they're looking at a broad scale of on the earth, where is your water coming from? And then locally, where is that surface water coming from? And how is it given to us as consumers? Is it treated? How does it get there? You know, how are we storing it? Who's responsible for it? What regulations? So
I was actually given an agenda, which I hold responsibly because you're actually doing something that's educating the youth. So I think that came about because of this, because they're saying, wow, we do have this component here that we could, that's a teaching tool. Mm-hmm. So we uphold that responsibility. So I'm really looking forward to working with the school on that project.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, I do remember there was a two-day agenda and then it got cut down to one day. I go, wow. So right. What got left out?
We actually, we were able to create an agenda that had some breakout sessions and some panel discussions, and attendees were able to choose what they wanted to do. So we actually didn't have to cut presentations. We were able to offer all of the same information. Participants just had an opportunity to choose where they wanted to be. So it was a little more compacted, but the information was available the same. The only things that did get cut were the field trips, and hopefully next year we'll be able to do that if we're
able to get the field trips in there.
Well, I mean, you know, because I have my staff prepared. You know, they were going to take the attendees down to the river where you actually see the intake. Mm-hmm. And when that plant was put in, they actually had to divert the river. There was this huge pictures that I wish that I could find, but they actually put these kind of balloon components and they actually completely diverted the river so they could put the piping in. I mean, I think it's that type of history of how things are developed and how we're using our traditional waters to now produce, you know, EPA compliant safe drinking water. So it's really interesting education when you delve into each component of our natural resources. Mm-hmm. Wish I had that.
Yeah, of course, you had to divert the river. Otherwise, you have to hold your breath a long time.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's just a really interesting history. I think it's been about...
Yeah, I like to see those pictures, too.
Me, too. But my staff was prepared to give that talk. I think when you look at the plant, there's a lot of interesting components with microfiltration and these water membranes and these clarifying tanks. And, you know, that whole process is really, really interesting. And HOOPA actually has a highly technological system for a smaller community. Even just as a general manager, I think that I learned a lot from every single session that I attended. I took away something from that component. I had the pleasure of moderating a session where we talked about traditional environmental knowledge. We talked about in-stream rehabilitation. We talked about these pond turtles, and I've always loved turtles, so that was really interesting to me how they did a series of, you know, locating these turtles in sections, and they had a scientific approach to it, and it was all these, they were actually all HOOPA tribal members who had been retaining their education and speaking about this, and it was really neat to see the younger generation have passion and education and following their dreams and seeing where that could lead them. So you're looking at your future leaders and future managers, and I thought that was really inspiring. One of the panels that I was really interested in was the water rights, because we always talk about the need for water, that quantification of water, protection of it, which also falls in line with fish and fish health. But it's also where we get our drinking water from. So I wanted to know some of the legal basis behind that. Does the water for fish imply the water that's allocated for drinking water and how we survive here? So it was really interesting to hear Mike Orkett and Ryan Jackson and Dwayne Sherman and Tom Schlosser speak about that. And I think we probably could have been there all day mm-hmm. going over that component. So I myself learned and took away components of this. So I appreciate that as well.
I was proud of that one too. The level of expertise that we had in that room was kind of astounding, and it was really informative. And that's really stuff that we should all be constantly informed on. And so I really liked the fact sheet or the timeline that was just distributed. And I think that we should try to we should try to disseminate that information more. I mean, not me. I mean, our tribe should try to disseminate that information more to the general public so that we, there's all these things that we should have an elevator pitch on in case you run into some influential person at, you know, at an event anywhere that you travel in the world. And it comes back to what we were saying earlier about knowing your employer, knowing who you work for. All of our employees and all of our people should be, you know, informed on these things that really are our plight and our battle, and it's constant. It's not going away. Our fight with water, or for our water and our water rights, is not going away. And so we should all, even regular citizens, should know about this.
I think that's, to me, what became extremely evident during this process was the level of expertise that we have here mm-hmm. with our own people. You know, listening to the keynote address that Nolan gave, discussions that we had with our fisheries director, Mike Orchid, you know, listening to him talk about habitat protection, the level of expertise that we have here is really incredible, and we should all be very proud of that.
I'm proud.
Mm-hmm. Most of the components of natural resources, you have people working in there for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really where it's at. It's that hands-on fighting for those rights and being through all the regulations that have happened and changes in law and mm-hmm. applying that and putting the HOOPA's rights, you know, as we were given them.
I just wanted to reiterate the purpose in putting on the Natural Resources Symposium was threefold. We, one, wanted to revel in our accomplishments as a tribe and celebrate our successes, including our tribal members who have had careers or who are entering careers in natural resources, and to inform our community. And I feel like there are things that we could have done better. This was the first time that we've ever done this, and so there, I felt like, you know, we had a couple of slips or failures, but overall it was a success, and I feel like we really did adhere to those purposes.
Any other closing comments?
It just always goes back to my belief that we're stronger as a whole. We're stronger as a whole, as people, as departments, as a tribe, and we can unify and join resources. We can learn from expertise, and we can learn something from another person that works side by side with us, and we might not always know what they're doing. But I think there's something to learn from each employee, each department. And I think if we move forward on these projects as a whole, we're that much stronger. And so I hope that could, at least an underlying theme to help strengthen us as a tribe moving forward.
Well, I think this is all really great. Yeah. I'm really glad that three of you chose to be here and talk about this. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.